that needs to be done around the courthouse. The first one is a new courthouse generator, and we have the judicial building water softener, and then the middle island. We need to do something with the grass don't grow there. And I have listed the prices of each on the first page. I'll let you look at that a little bit till.
On the generator, do we have one for both buildings or just one for?
We have one generator for the judicial building, and then we have the small one for this building.
So like on emergency management, hers isn't hooked into this building's?
Yes.
It is hooked into this
building? It is hooked into this little generator, yes.
So how does it not work when the electric's out if it's
hooked into the generator? Because there's no, we can't hook any more into that generator. There's things in there like her computer don't come on. It needs to be.
So it's not hooked up to the
generator. It's not hooked up. Her computer doesn't work when the electric's out. And she's got other stuff like her lights in her office work. And I'm pretty sure probably her TVs, but what she needs, her computers, they're not hooked up. And it's I'll let.
Really, only part of her equipment works when we have storms. There's some of it that doesn't work that she needs to have
only,
running.
Only some of it's hooked up to the generator?
Yes, we can't hook any more up to it because it's only a 200-amp transfer switch down there.
So you're saying it's at capacity?
It's completely at capacity, yes.
But is it just her computers that are not working? Because our computers and the computers in other offices, if the power's out, they do not work either.
They don't. And like the computers don't work, and if I don't know if you've ever noticed it, but when the electric goes out here, the offices, most of them do not have emergency exit lights. If they do, they're the battery operated ones, and they don't work. We've had to replace. And that's another issue there because you have somebody in the dark, you know, you don't want them to get hurt. And
no. Do all of our computers not have a battery backup?
They have a battery backup, but they're not all the computers. There's just certain computers that are on that generator.
I'm not talking about generator. I'm talking about battery backup.
So battery backup only works long enough?
For about 2 hours.
Right.
Turn your computer off.
Should work for about 2 hours.
Ours will not. They will not in the courthouse.
The recorder's office. The recorder's office is because they cannot lose any information. And I know IT has some things on the little generator. And we still have, the dispatch even still has a little bit of thing on that little generator.
Well.
So we need two, or you need a new one for the judicial center and for over here?
No, we just need one for here.
And how many amp is the $37,200 generators?
It's going to be 400.
It's a little over twice as much as the one we have.
But then we've got $20,000 for the electric work.
Yes, you have that. Okay, when you get the generator, you buy that. And when you buy the generator, they don't do everything. You have to get the electrician to come and hook everything back up. And the electrician would have to.
Yeah, relays or whatever the switches are.
Right.
Did you get it? Just $57,000 for a 400-amp generator seems extremely high. Did you guys get with purchasing it all and talk about it?
No, we haven't. We haven't done that.
Where did the 37-2 come from?
I understand that this would have to be bid out, but
right.
Just kind of wanted, before you could, you know, I went to the next step, I wanted to let you all know what was going on and what you thought about it.
Where did the 37,000?
The 37,200 is from FOBIC, and that is through our electrical that we have here, our Mr. Castro. That is through them. He came and I talked to him. That's with the transfer switch, the block heater, the water heater, everything through the building, all the way, new buckets, new panels, and everything down in the basement to run the generator. Our electrical we have now will not run the generator that we have.
So the generator works, but it's just a capacity
it,
for
it doesn't
the
have
drive.
Anything left to give.
Do we think, have we talked to IT, if I know the backup should have the computers going, but they don't. You won't lose information. The recorder wouldn't lose information, but they go down if the power's out for very long. Are we thinking that if a new generator, or is it the backups that we need to, have we talked to IT?
See, that would be an IT question.
That's what I'm wondering, if we had all the computers on some sort of backup battery that plugs in straight there. I know personally I think it's a 2 hour, it's like $300, $400.
Yeah.
Maybe there needs to be one that's a little bit, I don't know, but if we did, that'd be a whole lot cheaper than if we had all the emergency management stuff and anything that was extremely vital that couldn't be without power for any extended amount of time.
Right.
Put that over the generator.
Right. We could check with IT and see what they come up with, and then I can get back with you.
And then as far as like the you say the batteries run out so fast, I thought all the new exit lights had LED lights and lithium-ion batteries. So
they're ran with batteries, and they go quick. They go like that. We change them regularly.
Yeah, we change them, and then we have to go back about once a month and check them.
Is there, and we know we're getting power to them so that it's not constantly using the batteries whenever there is power
on?
Yes.
So that would be if we have night meetings and had a power outage, these exit lights would be the, is that?
Yes. Well, some of the exit lights are hooked up with the electric.
Yeah.
But most of them, like the in the offices and stuff,
the ones that have been added.
Yeah, are not.
Is there a way to, how many electric panels do we have here? Is it all in one area?
We have a whole, there's a lot. And they're
is it all in one area or is it scattered throughout?
No, it's scattered. We've got them in the old boiler room, and we've got them downstairs in the old telephone room. There's some in the commissioner's offices, or the office, and they're
all
over.
Are those sub-panels or those main panels?
The main panels are in the basement.
Yeah.
Out here in the...
And the generator,
where does
the generator go to? The basement?
Basement.
It goes to the basement.
And then from those, goes to some sub-panels?
Yeah.
So if you wanted to change where the generator powered, you could change that?
I wouldn't know. I'd have to give it
No, but it could be done. You're not having to rewire from, I guess that's a whoever electrical.
I do know that if we went that route, we're still going to have to pay for whatever work, you know, that the electrician, and there's probably a lot of work there, isn't there, Scott?
Well, for the new generator, yeah, there's
a new pan. We need a
new panel, new buckets, yeah.
And we're probably talking there probably, I'm going to give you an estimate of maybe $20,000.
For the electrical, yeah.
Yeah.
For the electrical.
That's for a new generator.
No, that's just for hooking just the electric.
Yes. Hooking the new generator.
Yes,
up.
Yes.
Okay, that's what we're talking about that you have here, $20,000.
Yes.
If you bought the new generator, then the company would charge around $20,000 to hook everything up for the new generator.
Right.
Yeah, there's got to be more economical solutions.
Okay. Well, we'll check with IT department and see about the backup.
And see what the needs of the different offices are. I mean, how many computers do you have, Ms. Neely?
Six, I think.
And so like on that front there, you got three stations, they could all plug into one. If the power goes out, it usually comes back on relatively quickly.
Yes.
During the storm that we, and at that time, if the power goes out for those reasons, I'm assuming we're not.
We don't have any customers coming in.
I say you're not sitting there.
Yeah, you do. We do.
Well, we don't have a lot of customers coming into our office at
right.
that time, and they're usually willing to wait until the electric comes back.
And if it's off for an extended amount of time, this should be understanding, hey, we just don't have power.
Right.
So we backed up everything, shut down our computer systems.
Most people are reasonable.
Right. So you've got, so a two-hour backup would be fine for you.
Yes.
I'm assuming it would be fine for most offices.
I would like to say something, too, about the electric system here. Unfortunately, since I've been here, and that'll be, 16 years, we have no markings on any of that electric in the panels. We had a piece of paper that was used to be down there, and when someone came and did some electric work for the IT department, it disappeared. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. You just have to guess which breaker, goes to what place. It is really a, kind of a mess down there to try to figure out.
Then we could test that when a time when
had
to do that.
It needs to be done because...
And then it could be remarked.
Right.
Each breaker could be tested and have someone...
Yeah.
There's probably some sort of tracer you can plug in. And
yeah.
Is that like a continuity loop? What is that called?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's a continuity loop, I think. So that's what we just had an issue down the jail we had to go through. And we had a breaker that kept tripping. We had Ricky come and had to go through it, and he hooked something to it that ran all the way. And ended up finding in the area where it's at, not exactly where it went, but...
That would be a good idea to get them tested and marked, because I do know when we've had problems, they turned off when the collector's offices went off and they meant to turn something else off. So that would be a good idea.
So somebody removed them off of there?
It was just on a paper, and it probably wasn't even right. It's probably been here since that new part was built on the old jail in the 90s. So, I mean, it's hard to say what was right and...
But a suggestion, this, once you get it remarked, take a picture of
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So definitely.
But what we're talking about... Then
I'd record it and put it in the clerk's office and make her keep it.
What did I volunteer for?
We'll always have it.
I'll put it in the commission minutes. There you go.
There you go.
May I go on to the next...
Yeah.
Okay. The next thing is the judicial water softener. We had problems that after we moved into that building. I think, Mike, you probably experienced some of it because you were in that building at the time. And that water softener never has worked since we got the system running in there to where everybody moved in and got their water moving. Then it started messing up. And I'm pretty sure that thing didn't work when it was put in, but there's nothing that we can do. My concern is just, running the water without any, without the softener, because you have that gel kitchen and have all that equipment in there. And of course, you know how Missouri is, especially right here with the lime and so.
You've got where did your quote on $25,000 on that?
Yes, and that's been a while ago. So I mean, it may probably be even more than that.
Did that come from?
That came from it was at I think Culligan.
Culligan.
Yeah. But I'm not sure. I guess you just would have to. I don't know. If we let it go and go and go, I mean, how much damage will it do, or will it not do damage? Or
we don't have a water softener at all.
We don't.
Are you noticing evidence in the faucets?
Oh, just that,
Okay. Does the hot water heater elements go out?
Well, he takes care of the cleaning them.
They get a lot of lime on them, and you clean them.
Yeah, I do them 3 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Who installed it?
Let me think. Oh, gosh. I'm wanting to say it was something mechanical. It's been so long ago. Anyway, they were out of Springfield, and we even tried to get this gentleman to come back, and he wouldn't come back.
Wasn't it done at the same time the building was
built?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
So it would have been the project manager that would have been responsible for seeing that.
Right, unless they sub that out and let someone else do the softener.
Is it a 110?
No, it's not a 110. It's, what is it, like?